Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into, well, a truly unprecedented legal action. The criminal charges brought against the School District of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You've sent us sources detailing this. Historic first, a school district facing criminal charges for environmental violations under HORACERA, the Asbestos Hazard Emergency Response Act.
That's right.
So our mission today is to really distill the core insights from these documents. We want to help you grasp how a system meant to protect kids could fail so completely.
And what it means going forward.
Exactly. What this signals for schools pretty much everywhere. This isn't just one city's problem.
You know? No, it's definitely a critical look at a national challenge. And what really stands out, I think, is how the federal government has escalated this.
Right.
You know, typically this might have been a civil matter, fines maybe, but making it criminal,
it sends a different message.
A very different message. It's not about minor paperwork issues. The prosecutors are framing it as profound, persistent negligence. They actually use the phrase endangered students and teachers.
Okay, so let's dig into the specifics then. Your sources, they detail how the DOJ and the EPA's Criminal Investigation Division filed what's called a criminal information.
Right, basically a formal accusation.
And it lists 8 distinct counts. 7 of those seem to relate directly to the district failing to do those timely 3-year re-inspections.
Mm-hmm. At schools like William Meredith Elementary and Building 21.
And the 8th count.
That one points to a failure in the 6-month periodic surveillance checks, specifically at Building 21 as well.
Okay, so repeated issues cited there. But the big question, like you touched on, is why criminal charges now?
Yeah.
This feels like a real pivot.
It absolutely is. For decades, you know, AHARO violations, usually civil fines. This shift suggests the level of negligence or alleged negligence crossed some kind of critical threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Landsman, she's the special agent in charge at EPA's Criminal Investigation Division, put it pretty bluntly. She said they're committed to pursuing the prosecution of knowing violations.
Knowing violations, that's key.
Exactly. Especially where such lawbreaking could result in harm to students and teachers. So the implication is strong. They believe the district knew.
Right. And to really get the weight of this, we probably need to quickly talk about asbestos itself.
Yeah, definitely.
It was this miracle mineral, right, for fireproofing. And it's in, what, almost 300 of Philadelphia's older school buildings?
Nearly 300 out of 339, yeah. Old buildings. The danger comes when those materials get old, crumbly, or disturbed.
And release those microscopic fibers.
Needle-like fibers, yeah. You can't see them. And here's the really devastating part. Once you breathe them in, they get lodged in your lungs. Permanently.
Leading to diseases years later. Incurable ones.
That's the tragedy. Like mesothelioma. It's rare, aggressive cancer. The prognosis is just grim. Often 12 to 21 months life expectancy after diagnosis.
So a child exposed today, they might not even show symptoms until they're, what, middle-aged?
Precisely. It's a cruel timeline.
And it's even worse for kids, right? The sources emphasize their vulnerability.
Absolutely. They breathe faster. They're often closer to the floor where fibers might settle. And just think about it. They have a much longer lifespan ahead of them.
More time for these diseases to develop.
Exactly. There's research suggesting a 5-year-old's lifetime risk from the same asbestos dose is maybe 5 times greater than a 30-year-old's.
Wow. 5 times. And this isn't exactly a new problem for Philadelphia, is it? This goes back.
Oh, decades. The EPA fined the district way back in 1984 for asbestos issues.
1984.
Yeah. And more recently, you had those school closures, remember? 2019, 2023, because of damaged asbestos found.
And wasn't there a settlement with the teacher?
There was a really tragic case. An $850,000 settlement with a former teacher diagnosed with mesothelioma. She had worked in district schools.
Just awful. And the agreement they reached, the DPA, the Deferred Prosecution Agreement, what does that actually reveal?
Well, the DPA documents lay it up pretty starkly. It talks about a longstanding and widespread problem. It actually cites 61 specific findings of noncompliance. Yeah. And one example they give is just visually powerful. At Laura Carnell Elementary, they found crumbling, friable asbestos, meaning it's easily crumbled, easily airborne.
Yeah.
Just wrapped in duct tape.
Duct tape, seriously.
Duct tape. That single image, you know, it says so much about the alleged systemic disregard for safety.
Wow. So, okay, what's the point of this DPA then? If the problems are that bad?
It's actually a pretty strategic legal tool. It lets the government impose really strict accountability. We're talking 5 years of federal court oversight, biannual compliance report.
It's serious monitoring.
Very serious.
Yeah.
But crucially, it avoids triggering consequences that could actually hurt the students more, like the district losing all its federal funding.
Okay. So it's accountability without crippling the system entirely.
That seems to be the goal. But the wider implication here, it's huge. This Philadelphia case sets a really fearsome precedent.
How so?
It signals that, look, systemic negligence on environmental laws, even by public entities like school districts, that can lead to criminal charges now. That's new territory.
But there's a catch, isn't there? With funding.
There is. That's the fundamental challenge. AHERA has often been called an unfunded mandate. Schools are told they have to do this, but aren't always given the money to do it properly, especially with aging buildings.
Right.
So this case forces a tough but necessary national conversation. Are we going to actually fund the safe upkeep of our schools?
So this deep dive, it really makes it clear the stakes are incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
For you listening, maybe you're a parent, a teacher, just, you know, someone who cares. Awareness really is the first step.
Definitely. So what can you actually do? Well, AHERA gives you rights. You can demand to see your school's asbestos management plan.
They have to show it to you.
Legally, yes, within 5 working days. And beyond that, you can just be vigilant. Look around. Document anything that looks like damaged asbestos crumbling tiles, pipe insulation falling apart.
And report it.
Report it in writing. Create a paper trail.
So these criminal charges in Philly, there's a stark warning, no doubt.
A wake-up call.
Yeah, but also maybe a call to action. It forces us all to ask, I think, are we really as a society prepared to invest what it takes?
To make sure every single school is genuinely safe, free from this kind of silent hazard.
Yeah. That's definitely a question for all of us to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Hope it was helpful.
We hope this gave you a valuable shortcut to being well-informed on this really critical issue.